Welcome to Storytime with Muskingum County Library System. My name is Miss Kate, and we will be reading Giraffes Can't Dance by Giles Andre, a story about a giraffe who wants nothing more than to dance, but finds it's a lot harder for a giraffe to dance than you might think. Before we get started, I would like to invite all of our friends, tall and small, to join us for the story. We love when parents and caregivers participate with their children. Your child will learn better and be more attentive with you there as a role model. Storytime is a special time to spend with your child. Both of you are learning together, having fun, and bonding. When you read together at home, be sure to ask your child questions before, during, and after. This is a proven strategy for building comprehension. Okay, friends, before we start with our story tonight, I'd like to do a little bit of yoga. So when we do this yoga, we are going to pretend that we are giraffes. Do you think you can do that for me? So as a giraffe, we are going to need to stretch way up high. So you'll bring your arms way up over your head and reach toward the sky. And then you're also going to need to stand up on your tippy toes. Can you do that? All right, so let's get started. I'm a big, tall giraffe stretching way up high. Bring those arms overhead. Stretch. A big, tall giraffe. I almost reach the sky. Stand up on your tippy toes. I eat the leaves from the tallest of trees. Slowly bring your arms down and rub your tummy. And when I run, I move with ease. Take those arms and reach down to your toes. I'm a big, tall giraffe stretching way up high. Reach those arms overhead again. Way up high. Stand up on your tippy toes. Whew, that feels good. Great job. Now that we've stretched and shook away all of our sillies, let's have a seat. Today's story is about a giraffe named Gerald who gets teased because he is clumsy and unable to dance like the other animals. Why do you think giraffes would have a hard time dancing? That's a good answer. Think about a time when someone helped you learn how to do something new. Maybe you learned how to ride a bike or how to do a cartwheel. Perhaps you didn't understand a really hard math problem, but the rest of your friends said it was easy. How did you feel when you couldn't do what everyone else was doing? Let's read our story to find out if Gerald felt the same way. Giraffes Can't Dance by Giles Andre. Gerald was a tall giraffe whose neck was long and slim, but his knees were awfully crooked and his legs were rather thin. He was very good at standing still and munching shoots off trees. But when he tried to run away, he buckled at the knees. Now every year in Africa, they hold the jungle dance, where every single animal turns up to skip and prance. And this year when the day arrived, poor Gerald felt so sad. Because when it came to dancing, he was really very bad. So we know that giraffes aren't very good at dancing, but what are some of the things giraffes do well? Do you remember? The warthogs started waltzing, and the rhinos rock and rolled. The lions danced a tango that was elegant and bold. The chimps all did a cha-cha with a very Latin feel, and eight baboons then teamed up for a splendid Scottish reel. Gerald swallowed bravely as he walked toward the floor, but the lions saw him coming, and they soon began to roar. "Hey, look at clumsy Gerald," the animals all sneered. "Giraffes can't dance, you silly fool. Oh, Gerald, you are so weird." Gerald simply froze up. He was rooted to the spot. "They're right," he thought. "I'm useless. Oh, I feel like such a clot." So he crept off from the dance floor and he started walking home. He'd never felt so sad before. So sad and so alone. Then he found a little clearing and he looked up at the sky. "The moon can be so beautiful," he whispered with a sigh. If you could give Gerald advice, what would you tell him? "Excuse me," coughed a cricket who'd seen Gerald earlier on, "but sometimes when you're different, you just need a different song. Listen to the swaying grass and listen to the trees. To me, the sweetest music is those branches in the breeze." So imagine that the lovely moon is playing just for you. Everything makes music if you really want it to. With that, the cricket smiled and picked up his violin. Then Gerald felt his body do the most amazing thing. His hooves had started shuffling, making circles on the ground. His neck was gently swaying, and his tail was swishing round. He threw his legs out sideways, and he swung them everywhere. Then he did a backward somersault and leapt up in the air. Gerald felt so wonderful. His mouth was open wide. "I am dancing. Yes, I am dancing. I am dancing," Gerald cried. Then one by one, each animal who'd been there at the dance arrived while Gerald boogied on and watched him, quite entranced. They shouted, "It's a miracle. We must be in a dream. Gerald's the best dancer that we've ever seen." "How did you learn to dance like that? Please, Gerald, tell us how." But Gerald simply twirled around and finished with a bow. Then he raised his head and looked up at the moon and stars above. "We can all dance," he said, "when we find music that we love." The end. If you enjoyed this book, I have a fun game for you. Let's play a guessing game together. I'm going to describe a jungle animal with 3 clues, then I would like you to guess which animal I'm thinking of. Let's do an easy one for practice. Are you ready? I am very tall. I am yellow with brown patches, and I have 4 legs. Who am I? If you said giraffe, you guessed correctly. All right, let's go to our next animal. I have a thick, leathery gray skin, 4 legs, and 1 big horn on my nose. Who am I? If you guessed a rhino, you are correct. I am short, but my arms and legs are very long. I have brown fur, and my tail helps me climb high up in the trees. Who am I? If you answered a monkey or a chimpanzee, you are 100% correct. Good job. All right, last one. My ears are quite big. I have 2 tusks and 1 very long nose that I call a trunk. Who am I? If you guessed an elephant, you're right. You did such a great job with that game. Parents, you can continue the game very easily at home. Try it out with farm animals too. Be sure to ask your little ones what sound cows, ducks, and other animals make. Once your child learns simple animal words, they'll start connecting them together or with other words to create meaning. Combos like cow moo may sound simple, but they are actually the very beginning of sentences. Expose your child to a mix of nouns and verbs to help these connections take place. By learning them early on, they will be able to understand and follow simple directions later on in school, such as hop like a bunny or run like a pony. Thank you for joining us for story time. Be sure to join us here on Wiz Radio Monday through Friday at 7 p.m. or 8 p.m. for a new story.